You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, I got to tell a quick little story to get into this. Two stories. First one, to kind of set the stage for what we're talking about. Several years ago, back in late 2003, I lost my father. I'd already lost my mom, so now I became an orphan in 2003. And we were at my dad's house, me and my siblings, and we were going through his stuff. Jeremy, you've been through this recently with a family member, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And we were going through his stuff, and somebody had pulled out this one box from his closet, and they opened it up. And what do you know? It was a packet of love letters that my dad had written to my mom back when they were courting. And also when, because he was in the service, sometimes he was deployed different places for just a little while. And it was these letters he shared to my mom. And, you know, she had passed, and my dad had gotten hold of the letters, and he'd saved them, and they were in this box. And I remember one of my sisters sitting there on the couch in his living room. She was going through, and she was looking at him, you know, tears are coming down her face. She's like, oh my God, he loved our mom so much, yeah. And blah, 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 blah. And I remember at that time feeling extremely uncomfortable. I was like, this is I understand that it's our parents and they're both gone, but it's still a private correspondence from one person to another, and they never wrote these words thinking that somebody else, even family, would be sitting there reading through them. And for whatever reason, and I know they were passed, you know, so it's not like we were embarrassing them or anything.
No.
But it still kind of bugged me.
Huh.
Okay? So now fast forward. So that's just to set the stage. I have this thing about personal correspondence between people. I think it should
stay personal.
So fast forward, my wife has a very, very fun, close relationship with her sister, Rachel. We've talked about Rachel on the show plenty of times. And Rachel's, let's just say, her adventures in dating.
she's dateable.
Yeah, she's out there in the dating
there.
World.
Yeah.
And it's always... It's entertaining to me, the stuff she goes through. But what I found out she does is, like, this guy that she's been seeing now for several months, and things are not terrible, but they're not perfect. And she's been, like, taking screenshots of these long text threads between the two of them,
mm-hmm.
and sending them to Gretchen, and then they talk about it.
Sure.
And like all along in like very intimate personal things that
sure.
she says, I got a problem with him saying this and this and this.
Take a look at this. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
And so Gretch is sitting there and she's like reading it to me, and I stopped her and I said, whoa, hold on. So this guy wrote these words to your sister without any knowledge that a couple of jamokes on the East Coast are sitting there reading them. And I said, I got a problem. She goes, it's my sister. She shared it with me. She goes, I'm not broadcasting it. I'm not putting it on social media. I'm just telling you.
So what'd he say?
I got to tell you. You know what he
now
said?
Now it's your turn to broadcast it.
And what he said was pretty outlandish. He basically gave her, should I say?
Yes, you should.
He basically gave her the, I need a little time to myself.
Well,
then
maybe
came
he
back
does.
Later and was saying, I didn't really mean like
oh,
that.
Oh, so he was feeling a little randy then. So now he's back for the booty.
I can't believe you sucked me into this. I'm not supposed to be sharing this. I think
it's
that
not that
somebody...
big a deal. Essentially, you're saying you shouldn't be sharing text messages.
I don't.
It's just
think...
the modern way of gossiping, dude. It's either this or when the sisters meet up, they're going to be talking about the conversation in person. This is
maybe,
just the way of the world right now.
But there's still something about relaying something secondhand as opposed to screenshotting what somebody's words are.
And just sending it?
Now, I am not saying this in the case of if they text you something funny like, hey, I saw a guy
look at
in
this
a car
meme.
Today and he was
yeah.
doing... I don't care about that. You can take screenshots of that and send it all day
so
long.
So you're purely like
about...
relationship, intimate,
yes,
deep stuff.
Intimate relationship stuff that... And I know it's her sister, and her sister's
but
not
going to
be...
But is this technically intimate, deep relationship stuff, or is this guy just being a jackwagon, and the sister's like, check out this jamoke?
But that's just one example.
See, I think now, you should just basically know when you're sending a text message, it is not private. It's not a private message at all.
I don't like that.
But that's just the life, buddy. That's but just life.
That shouldn't be life.
If you want a, you need to talk to somebody face to face for it to be private anymore. And even that doesn't work because then they'll go off and gossip about you.
But
I think everyone fully knows with technology that none of that's private. The phone company can get in and read your stuff.
Well, now you're starting to sound like a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I'm not.
Person.
It's just the law of the land.
Is sitting there reading my text messages.
It's just life. It, Verizon can hop on if they need to and read your text messages.
Yeah, there's 300 million people in America, but somebody in the government is sitting in a closet in Washington, D.C., and they've chosen your fascinating text thread.
All
read.
I'm saying is, all I'm pointing out is, it's not private.
Do we need milk? Yeah, while you're at it,
You're not going to believe this guy needed a break.
Get some brand flakes while you're at it. It's riveting. See, there's something about if you tell someone what was said, that's different to me than reading their actual. Maybe it's because I'm a writer and I don't if I'm writing something that's personal, I don't want people sharing.
See, and I'm doing this all the time. I'm screenshotting. I screenshot messages off of Facebook this morning and sent them to Nick Nack. I've screenshot text messages and sent them. I do this
but
all the time.
But are they intimate personal messages? Or are they just something
they
funny
run the gamut. No, they run the gamut of everything, you know? It's somebody that was mad and I wanted to send her, hey, look what this person said.
Well, let me ask you this and be honest.
Yeah.
Let's say you have an intimate, very personal thread between you and your wife.
Yeah.
And then you take screenshots of it and you send it to me. Look what Nicole's saying in this, blah, 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 blah. You look me in the eye and you tell me that Nicole would be like, yeah, no problem. Sure, send Dom our personal
text thread.
But
why would I do that?
But that's not the point. The point is you did it. The same point is that Rachel did it.
If there was some reason that it was necessary for the benefit of the show or something we said,
no,
and I was like, hey, I have an example. Look
show.
At this.
This is just
if
you
there was
doing
a reason to send it to you, I would send it to you. I don't care.
You would be just bitching to me about
Well, so then
Nicole.
What's the difference?
So you're saying Nicole would not have a problem if you're mad at her in a very intimate, personal text thread,
she might.
Nicole wouldn't care if you sent it to me.
She might.
I'm going to text her right now and ask her
she
would like that.
She might. But me, I would have no problem sharing it. She might be upset, but that's her point of view. My point of view is I would share it. I'm not.
But
whatever.
If you know it would upset your wife, why would you do it?
I'm not 100% sure it would because she's pretty easygoing. And we also have the box in the basement of all of our correspondence when we were all lovey-dovey dating. I mean, it's like a bin of cards and notes, and I can't wait for my kids to go through that stuff to see how much that their mom and dad loved each other.
Now,
that kind of stuff is so special.
Now, we should do a disclaimer here. You're a natural snoop.
You are. Occasionally.
You've admitted it on this year.
Occasionally.
Natural snoop. So you probably have that in your DNA, the whole notion of that. Is kind of titillating to you.
The whole notion of passing down love notes for generations is pretty darn cool. You know, we've come across, you know, like if I came across my grandparents' stuff, oh my gosh, man, I would love reading all that. That would be so cool to read like what they were going through at the time and the handwritten notes and that kind of stuff is
so
special.
Okay, so not so much that. I mean, the whole thing about my parents' love notes, fine. But this stuff with I don't know.
All I'm saying, to be expected. You can fight it all you want, buddy. It's just to be expected right now.
Here's our phone number in case anybody wants to comment on this.
Please.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. It's your... Wow, this is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
This is a guy named Russ Ballard called Voices. This was a weird MTV 80s hit, by the way. All right, so listen, we were talking about people sharing intimate / private. And by intimate, we don't necessarily, it doesn't have to do every time with, you know, monkey piling or anything. By intimate, we mean just something that you think is only being read by one person.
Right.
On a text message or an email, and when they start sharing it with other people. Jeremy says, not a big deal. I should expect that. I'm like, this is kind of horrifying to me.
I'm pretty chill, Dom.
Amber wrote in. She goes, I found out my husband was sharing our private text messages with his mother. Ooh. I just about lost it. And since then, I am very, very careful with what I send to him, knowing that it is just one button away from being read by my mother-in-law. And then she said, no more, quote, fun messages for him.
Oh, naughty messages. Sharing those with his mom?
No, but she's just being careful now.
That should just be a general rule with any sort of text that you're sending. That stuff can come back to bite you.
Agreed. But so how do you know, where the husband is drawing the line on what he's sharing? And since you don't know...
Until you catch him, I guess.
Amber is just like, that's it. He doesn't... All he's getting now are just perfunctory text messages.
Truly the we need bread texts.
Yes.
Not,
we need bread.
Not booty texts.
Yes.
Bread,
a
not
thumbs
booty.
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Patricia wrote in. She says, I thrive on this stuff. I love seeing the juicy fights my coworker is having with her husband on her text threads. She shares this stuff all the time. Now, look at this spin. She says, in all honesty, I really think it actually helps her relationship because we can talk about the situation she's in,
blah,
and it helps
blah,
her
blah.
In any sort of argument. Sometimes you just need that third-party perspective.
Yeah, whatever. Who's that from again?
Patricia, putting a nice
Patricia,
little spin
on it. Patricia,
you're
just a voyeur. I mean, settle down,
she's
Patricia.
She's helping. She's a helpy helperton.
Nobody is throwing this out there. Would you like to read other people's intimate text messages? The question is, would you like the world reading your intimate text messages? And if Patricia says, oh, yeah, the stuff I send that's private and intimate with my husband, I'd love everyone at his office to read it. She's lying.
It might help save their marriage, Dom.
You know what?
You don't know.
People are
Why
so
don't you look
selfish.
On the bright side of things, Dom? Quit being
Always
so negative.
Look on the bright side
this
of
might
life.
Save people's relationships by sharing these texts. You can talk it
All
out.
Right. Okay, you're right.
Gosh.